Welcome to the Friday Post Game. I'm Malcolm Gladwell. A lot of stuff has happened.
Yes.
Let's first introduce the panel. Amir.
You guys know me.
Irma.
Woo woo.
High energy, Irma.
Yes, woo woo.
Jason.
No idea what I'm doing here.
And I'm Brett. It's a real pleasure to see you. The full story about the Friday Post Game. Available for you, the members whom we love dearly. Normally, Malcolm asks questions. He's planned out a whole show. I got an email at like 8:47 that I didn't respond to, saying from Steve O, being like, "We're not there, can you?"
Wait a minute. I got the email during Pop Trigger.
Oh, really?
Saying, "Oh, I can't make it."
Why are you checking emails while you're directing Pop Trigger?
No. It doesn't take all your focus.
No, like it popped up. It just popped up.
People who don't know, Steve has the ability to send an email that just breaks through on everything.
Yes, yeah.
It goes to our, because we are all wearing.
It's like an Amber Alert.
Yes, it is.
Steve is definitely an Amber Alert. God, so we're going to go through a lot of stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. You got to tell about, it's taped on Thursday.
Today's taped on Thursday. Is that right?
It's taped on Thursday.
Wait, right now it's Thursday?
Oh my gosh, you didn't know?
I didn't know.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I should be shooting Pop Trigger today.
You should be directing it.
You should, what are we doing?
I know, I flip-flopped.
I left the stove on.
You should break the stove.
So a lot's happening. This photo behind Malcolm did not leave any information as to what this photo is. Normally he tells you what it is. This photo is Malcolm's, what's that?
No, it's from Gladiator.
Yeah. This is the view of this is from Gladiator.
It's from Malcolm.
It's not from Malcolm.
This is where Malcolm lives.
Full story of what Malcolm's doing right now is Malcolm is training to become a gladiator.
He would die so fast.
What would Malcolm's
weapons be?
His weapon be?
Yeah, he'd have like, I feel a like mace. I can imagine him with like, with those flails with the maces at the end of it. Yeah, I don't know why I can only see that.
You'd have two shields.
He's got that, Malcolm two shields. Did you see Malcolm two shields? He went like this and cut three heads off.
They would call him the flesh render.
He'd be like, and then he'd give you the flesh render. Yeah. Bart, emphatic. He'd like, yes, it would.
Malcolm the flesh render.
Oh, in that tone of voice, too? Yeah. And he would be just as he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not in super buff.
Like in Thunderdome, you know, there's the movie Thunderdome, mm-hmm. Mad Max, where at the end the gladiator pulls his face off and it's just like the sweetest, like, I think a kid has like Down syndrome or something.
Oh, my God.
and it's a weird, it's definitely a pre-2000s, you know, thing you would do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that picture, like, that's the giant, you know, gladiator pulls the mask off it's just Malcolm being like, you know who invented gladiators? It was actually a long time ago.
Kills them with his knowledge.
Yeah, they went all the time. So this is the view. This is from Gladiator. These are the fields.
It's in Tuscany.
It's in Tustin.
Tustin.
It's in Tustin, California.
Yeah, Tustin.
No, it's not in Tustin, California.
Yes, it is, Irma.
It is.
You've never been where the 10 and 210 meet in Tustin, the jewelry exchange in Tustin. It's a commercial. No, this is in Tuscany.
It's supposed to be in Spain in the movie.
Where is it?
Griffin would know, because Griffin's the one that brought the picture.
Griffin.
Yeah, but Griffin alive,
it's from Tuscany. It's just where they filmed Gladiator. That first scene where all his family dies.
Eccolo. These are the Elysian fields, essentially.
It's Spagna. There's a lot of drooling on his wife's feet in that scene when he gets back.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Okay.
It's one of the most, it's very graphic scenes.
This
it was
is what
just on TV about 3 days ago.
The next, really? And they showed it? They didn't bleep out like the
drool. It's like mouth crying. I've never seen it before and never haven't seen it since.
Okay. Who are the best fluid actors in Hollywood? Because I will say Viola Davis is a great fluid actress.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
When she cries, she boogers out the nose.
Yes.
The movie. What movie was it? It was just the last movie with
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington's the other fluid actor.
Yes.
He's like in stage, they tell you just enunciate your P's. And he's just like, wah.
Yes.
And then the crying mouth acting is just too much.
Russell Crowe, right?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah. Russell
Crowe. Yeah, it's too much. But that's also why you've never seen
Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man.
Really?
Really?
Uncle, whatever his name is.
Ben.
Uncle Ben.
Is that it?
It's a really good impression. Yeah. The facial expression is spot on. Like,
would crack me up every time.
Are you Spider-Man?
I'm not Spider-Man.
We have a lot to get to on the show.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't. No. Malcolm left stuff for us.
Yes. I found it from last week. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that he said yes to one of the games. So we get to play at least one game on that.
And I don't know what it is.
Nope.
But here is the graphic for it.
Da-da-da-da.
Or worst. So P-Fest.
Best or worst?
And yes. A worst.
That is P-Fest.
Worst.
Yeah. Worst.
And the question is...
Let's see the question.
That was it. That was the question.
Is it just that graphic?
No. The question is in there. The question was in there.
The question's not even in there.
Thanks,
Malcolm. This is a fun game.
I do remember the question. The question is, what is the best and worst place? No, what is the best and worst of LA?
Ooh, good question.
Best and worst
of Los Angeles. So
yes.
Los Angeles, it takes some time to think about it. I'll give people a background of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. It's right here.
This is Los Angeles. Yeah, this is Tustin, California. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles is a place, it's got water, mm-hmm. it's got hills. Mm-hmm. It extends way up north, people don't know this, way up north to like Lancaster is Los Angeles County. It goes to a lot of high deserts. There are tourist attractions to choose from. There's Hollywood Boulevard, there's Venice Beach. What is the best? What is the best of Los Angeles? Start with Jason.
The best is the beach and the worst is everything east of the beach.
Got it. Where do you live near the beach?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Where do you live? Give me a city.
I'm in Santa Monica.
You're in Santa Monica.
Yeah, but how you just explained Los Angeles, though, it's mostly a desert that probably shouldn't
basin,
have been
actually.
Built here. What is it?
Fight.
What is it called?
Fight.
It's a basin.
Basin versus desert.
Spell a country of origin, please.
We'll judge.
No, I think like south of the valley, it's a basin. And then I guess you could consider the north.
So how do you spell basin? Because it seems like you're using a D, a Z.
Basin.
Who says basin?
I say that. I would have said basin. I would have said that.
I don't know. Maybe it's
some people who speak another language.
What? How do you say it?
Basin.
Basin.
So where are you from?
Michigan.
Where are you from?
Jersey.
Where are you from?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. I'm from the LA Basin.
Oh, you're from.
So
okay.
Think about it.
All right. So shut the fuck up.
No, I like the beach. It's cool there. Like, I mean, weather-wise, it's never too hot, and it's.
But like, what's the criteria for best and worst?
I don't think there is a criteria.
This is the beauty of the game.
Yeah, this is what you have to find out.
Why does Malcolm just?
You guys are all great.
He left like a will for us to decide.
Because he doesn't care about us.
Fight over.
He doesn't care.
That's my answer.
Got a little doubt.
What does that say?
Questions.
I have questions.
I rest my case.
So, Irma, best and worst of Los Angeles.
I could tell you very easily because I moved out here. Best and worst is the weather, the beach, and I love the fact that I can go swimming and skiing in one day.
In one day.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
Have you ever done that?
I want to. Nobody wants to do
it. Nobody
with me.
Does that. Everyone says
no,
it.
No one's
like, I woke up in the morning and surfed, and then I drove
no,
5 hours
to Big
Bear.
No, I've been wanting to do that
Bear.
For years.
Yeah, no one's ever done that.
The worst is the drive to Big Bear.
Oh.
Everyone's like, go to Big Bear. It's right there. You can have it. But it is a golf cart path on a 10,000-foot cliff with switchbacks. And there's a point where you come around.
Oh, that part,
and
I know.
This way. And everyone's like, ah!
Yeah, there's that crazy, like halfway up the mountain, there's like that turnoff. Yeah.
You're just like, what am I doing? First of all, what planet am I on?
Yeah.
So the argument could be it is Mars. Mm-hmm. And so you can go from surfing in the morning to Mars, and then eventually to skiing. Mm-hmm. What's the worst of Los Angeles?
The traffic.
The French traffic.
The traffic.
Le trafic.
Le trafic.
All right, your turn, Mr. Los Angeles.
So I'm from the LA Basin. The best of Los Angeles is the beach. You're right. Everyone's right. So
yes.
6 points to everybody. The beach is the best. Mm-hmm. The food is getting there.
Yes.
I would say if I had to pick the food. In Los Angeles, it would be the apple pan.
I haven't been there yet. Apple
pounder. What's that?
I got I got one of these from Bart. Annie gave me one of these because she's reclined.
What's the Apple Pan?
The Apple Pan is in Westwood-ish. It is on Pico and
Westwood.
Pico and Westwood-ish.
Yeah, right on that corner.
Gailey or something.
Yeah. That's in your neck of the woods.
So it's right across from the Westside Pavilion, and it has it outside the it says quality forever. The Apple Pan since 1945 or something. Quality forever, and it is just a counter. And I've been going there, I'm 35, I've been going there for probably 36 years because when my mother was pregnant with me, I was there and she ate. The same people have been working there since then. They're closed on Mondays in case you're planning your trip. But you get a hickory burger with Tillamook cheddar and the guys just wrap it up, put it down. And
so
then
hungry.
You get, I want one. And then you get fries, and it's the kind where they put the fries down, and then they make a little smiley face of ketchup for you.
Oh, I love it.
And the Coca-Cola, which you will have to get even if you don't drink sugar. Coca-Cola is a snow cone on a little golf tee, essentially. And they put it in there, and they fill it up, a little snow cone holder. That's the best.
I'm sold, yeah.
In Los Angeles. It's the best burger.
Reasonable?
Reasonable.
Okay.
They raise the prices over time, but it's not like father's office expensive.
It's cash only though, right?
Yeah.
Yes, cash only. That's the cool thing about the Apple Pan. No ATMs, no checks. Old school, you gotta bring cash. That's it.
A lot of good places are cash only.
Next door, where you're gonna park if it's after hours, is a bank and go to the ATM and then get a pie.
Of course.
Just get a pie and it's just a counter and you gotta wait and look around. Don't cut people in line because people stand there and wait. And you're like, how is everyone keeping track of everyone in line to sit? Yes. And the answer is yes.
Yes, they are.
And if not, some woman who's been going there or some man who's been going there for 1,000 years will be like, no, you get over there and sit. The worst in Los Angeles is Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
It is the dirtiest, most disgusting place on planet Earth. And you go there and everyone is like, oh, we need to go see the Walk of Fame. You don't.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It is grimy. No one cleans it.
Wait a minute. Yeah, there is.
The Walk of Fame.
I've seen a person clean the
Except
Walk of Fame.
Except Donald Trump's star. They clean it all the time.
No, it's a person dressed as someone who cleans it.
Anytime
it's like
I've
the Spider-Man. It's not Spider-Man. It's someone who spent $9 to get a Spider-Man outfit and then charges you $15 to take a picture with him. Screw it. And then what are you going to do? Go to Madame Tussauds? Or worst case scenario, there's a premiere and you can't drive through it. Mm-hmm. Or an event and it's terrible.
Yeah.
What's the best? You did yours now.
Food, but not necessarily restaurants. Like cooking food. And this is more of a California thing. You have access to the most food in California. Like the freshest produce, the best meats. And I love that. My cooking game has just increase tenfold. We talked about this.
Yeah, we did it on Popular Trigger.
Yeah, and I guess I'd say the worst is the traffic. That's like the thing that personally it affects me the most.
Yeah.
I think it affects us.
And
all
not just
of
the
us.
Traffic, the people that drive here.
Really?
They're terrible.
No.
Not just bad at driving, but like they're aggressive and like if you go like this to the wrong person, he'll follow you for 10 miles and threaten you.
They're passive aggressive drivers.
So you gotta
like
be careful.
They are aggressive, but they'll kind of like slowly enter your lane to annoy you.
Wait a minute, are you talking about the California natives or like someone?
No, that's the thing. The people in LA.
It's not us.
It's not them.
It's the people from Michigan, Jersey, and Rhode Island.
It's the Basin people.
It's the Basin.
No, but like there's truth in what he's saying. That's why people are shitty here because none of them are from here. And like they're clashing with each other. And
you heard it here first on TYT. It's the immigrants. Mm-hmm.
No, it's the immigrants. You gotta get them out.
It's the immigrants. No. Build a wall.
No.
Build a wall around the basin.
Oh my gosh.
Make it hotter.
We're gonna do questions.
Okay.
That card said questions.
Okay.
The first question is, what's the worst smell?
Ooh. Penis smell.
Penis smell.
What?
It's the smell that like your dog's bone has after they've been chewing it for a while. It smells like really gross penis.
Beat it.
Burnt hair. Any kind of like burnt hair.
Burnt hair?
Really? Yeah.
It smells awful.
Body fluid.
Body fluid?
BO?
Yeah,
kind of body
BO.
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 BO. Body odor. You guys are great
asparagus
answers.
Asparagus pee, like that type of thing.
Asparagus pee? No.
Someone farting.
Farts aren't too bad.
You guys are all wrong.
They're not yet.
You're wrong. The answer, according to this card, is Jonathan Taylor Thomas has a cat named Loki, and its poop smells the worst.
Who's Jonathan Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I gave him a cat named Loki.
Very objective, bro.
And the reason, and this he's so nice, he takes care of Loki. I'll send a picture in for post. Loki's an adorable fat cat that he saved.
We don't have the picture?
But it's poop.
You know what I believe you, Rhett?
It's true. It's the worst smell you've ever. It's like a punch in the face.
Brett wouldn't fuck around with smells.
Next question.
Okay.
Give me an inspirational quote. We'll start over here because we started with you before.
We went over here. Buy the ticket, take the ride, Hunter S. Thompson.
Buy the ticket, take the ride, Irma.
I have one, but I can't think of it right now. It's called, so pass.
We'll
me
give you. We'll give Irma a moment. Inspire me.
Off the top of my head, haste makes waste.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay, I know. My favorite is do unto others as others do unto you.
Is you would have you would have others do unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I forget it too.
Unto others as others has done to you. Something like that.
Would make it seem like if someone screws me over, then I screw them over.
Basically.
Is it how you would want them to treat you?
Well, no, because it's basically karma. You know, what goes around comes around.
My favorite is buy one, get one free.
Just do it.
Next question in the lightning round. What flavor of chill pills?
What flavor of chill pills?
Nope. What's the answer? That was a question.
Strawberry?
You just repeat it.
Chill.
Strawberry.
Chill.
Chill.
Cherry.
Ginger.
Okay.
I'm losing this game, I feel.
I'm
winning.
I don't understand.
Brett's winning.
If the earth wasn't called earth, what's that, 3 minutes left?
Oh, because we said like 10, 15 minutes.
They're like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened.
This is desperate.
All right, here's something that's grinded my gears. The Earth, we call it Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Other planets have names like Jupiter and Venus and Pluto and Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And ours is Earth. Which
Terra firma.
Terra firma just means firm Earth.
Yeah.
So that's, give it a new name.
Girth.
Way better.
He just added a sound that got so much better.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, I just welcome to planet Girth.
Jupiter would have something to say about that.
I know, right? That's the brother.
Oh, my God. Where's the t-shirt, please? Can you beat that?
No.
Dan, who works here, came up with testosterone. But
wow.
What's the best show on TYT?
Oh, man.
Nerd alert.
This is a tough one.
You can't say your own show.
I'm not going to say my own show. I don't know if I've ever watched anything else on TYT.
That is the worst.
Ooh. No, you're not.
I joke.
As proven by, so what the hell show am I on right now?
You know what show?
I have no idea.
Dave Kohler's America was a segment of a TYT show that used to go on where Dave used to read stories from the USA Today. If they were real or fake, and he would just make. I'm not sure if you remember this at Current TV.
Of course. No.
And he'd ask Anna and Cenk whether or not he'd give you. It's basically two truths and a lie with actual news.
You know
stories.
What that means to me? That means that they were like, "All right, we worked so hard on the digital show, the television show. We have no ideas.
This was
9 minutes.
This was part of the post games. I think it's the greatest. It's the greatest game ever seen.
I love Dave Kohler.
I do too.
Dave Kohler, especially being on a show.
Let's say Dave Kohler's America.
Yeah. Dave Kohler's America.
Sports.
Hey, look at that. Nice. Very nice.
The answer is Jacory and Arthur.
Oh, good answer too.
Let's see what I got.
What's
just annoying?
Underwear that's too small for you.
Underwear. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always have things in there that it's just like.
Look, can I explain a little bit more?
Please,
You know, you get a pair of underwear, a pair of briefs, and you're like, these are gonna fit, but then they're just way smaller than what you imagine. Yeah. You put them on, and you're at work, and you're like,
who wears
all day.
Briefs?
Yes.
Briefs or boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
I was like, yeah.
Okay. Not like whitey tighties.
Yeah.
Like boxer briefs.
Okay. Annoying would be a dirty house.
A dirty house. Mm. Yeah, that is annoying.
That is annoying.
Working with about 55 other men and having one bathroom stall in our restroom.
That's true. And you can't use drinks.
No, it's a fireball.
It's upstairs. You have to like walk through someone's office. Yeah.
And they also know what you're doing. You're like walking through a conference room of people.
Yeah.
You're like, what could you be doing?
I just came up here because I heard something's about to smell. And I wanted to check it out. You guys are close, but the answer is stoplights stopping you and the people coming this way when no one's going that way is the answer.
Okay.
Are all Brett's answers.
Yes.
No, they're on the cards.
Yeah, these are.
But they're all your answers.
Rule number one of law, get it in writing.
Right balance. How much is too much, quickly?
200.
500.
$3.
95.
Oh. 95 what?
I don't know. It's just the answer. You guys watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
Okay, so you're out. You're the judge.
Okay.
Even though I have the answer. In Game of Thrones, what's the score?
Hodor 5. Everyone else 0?
No, I'd say Targaryen 3, Lannisters 2, Starks 1.
Not 17-3 Lakers.
Who are they playing?
Give me a fond childhood memory.
Wow, a lot of them.
I officiated in first grade my two friends and I kept making them kiss. I kept telling them, you may kiss the bride. And they kept kissing and I got in trouble.
Nice. That's great.
My best friend and I washing cats, like stray cats.
Washing them?
Yes.
Did you get hurt?
No, we like when we were growing up, we couldn't have pets, so we had a bunch of stray cats in the street, and so we would feed them, you know, normal food that we would give because we didn't have, we were broke, but then there was a cat that stunk. So at the time we had in my house we had those shower hoses, mm-hmm. So in order for us not to get scratched. So we brought the cat upstairs to my house. Of course, my mother and her mother is not home because, mm-hmm. Of course, we would get in trouble.
This is the worst idea. How do you claw? Oh, let's wash cats.
Yes. So I would hold the cat down with two oven mitts. And my best friend would shampoo the cat. And but we were kids. And so then, after that, of course the cat would be meowing and we felt so bad. So then we would cuddle it. The final thing is, like, seriously, no joke, we tried to blow dry the cat.
Wow.
Because we wanted to make sure.
You guys had the best intentions.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Yes, honorable. Because we didn't want her at the time, her to get cold. And then after all said and done, of course, the blow dryer scared the cat. Mm-hmm. Then we perfumed it.
So it smelled nice.
It's
like an all-inclusive service.
Yeah. And then got the consequences.
And then Peter showed up. Yeah, we took the cat away forever.
But
she was a kid. Stop
I was a kid.
Stop judging
the
her.
The phone lines are filling up. Stop calling. Jason, fond childhood memory.
I'm from planet Girth. We don't have childhood.
No childhood?
No childhood.
It's a social construct invented in the 50s. Childhood.
Fact.
That's not your voice.
My grandfather teaching me how to catch a fly ball in baseball.
That's really heartwarming. Cool. That's like Americana. The answer,
I think,
though,
you made that up.
No, it's true.
The right answer.
My dad used to throw the ball inside, but he stopped grabbing the plate. Grandpa was a little bit nicer.
The answer is Christmas morning, 1997. You got the bike that you wanted, but a kid without money needed to get to church, so you gave him the bike, and Jesus winked at you.
But I'm a Jew. What?
Nope. Sorry.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, this is so subjective.
All right. Let's see. What's the tallest building?
CN Tower.
Empire?
Burj Khalifa.
I don't know. The Empire State Building. No. It's not the right answer.
No. It's not the right answer.
It's this one, this building. And what's the deal with airplane food? Finally, final one.
It's old.
It's old?
Yeah.
It's cheap.
I really enjoy airplane food. I know, it's true.
Sorry. The answer is it doesn't taste as good as you would like it to. Especially when you take into consideration how impressive the feat of air travel is. The juxtaposition of the poorness of airplane food to the marvel of air travel is really something. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Wow. That was interesting.
This has been the most special experience of my life.
You crushed it.
This is.
Do I still have a job here?
You still have a job here.
And like, this is the most odd couple post game ever.
Let's join hands.
And, like, kumbaya.
Take a bow.
And
thank you.
Goodbye.
See you next time on the post game.
Bye bye.
I'm Dave Kohler.